Welcome to 10 Bestest,
where we sift through the noise so you don't have to.
Each week we share our 10 favorite things of the moment.
Anything goes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of 10 Bestest. I'm Brian Hart.
I'm Karen McFarlane Holman.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Let's just get right into it. I get to go first this time, and I am going to be talking about an app. And this app is called Mix, M-I-X. And that will actually be the shortcut for all the show notes, too. You can go to 10bestest.com/mix. Last show, I talked about Stumble On, and now that went away, one of my favorite websites. And then I talked about Stumbled, kind of the new version of that, and I was super excited. And as I was kind of going down that rabbit hole, Stumble On actually kind of turned into this app called Mix. So it kind of still does exist, and I downloaded that, and it is fantastic. It's actually it's just different. I can't say it's better than Stumble On, but it's way more sexy, like this design. And you know I love good design if you've listened to a lot of my cool sheets. And so the same thing happens. It highlights GIFs, videos, articles, the coolest things on the internet. So again, it's kind of like what we do. It goes through and sifts through all the noise and finds the best things. And you can thumb up it or thumb down it, then it will show more things. Oh, this person likes, you know, nature, or this person likes science, and it'll start giving you more things like that. So it just gets better and better the more you use it. You can share it with friends, and this is what's great. This is a lot of apps are finally starting to do this. Your friend doesn't have to have that app to be able to view it. It will just send them a link to either the original source material. So if it's an article, it might send them to that, or if it's a video on Reddit where it originated from, it does, you know, tell, oh, this was sent through Mix, you know. So if you want, your friend wants to get that app, and I highly recommend it because it is a cool sheet after all. I love everything about it. Check it out, Mix.
That is awesome, and especially because now I kind of know what it looks like because you did a little test run on me before we started.
I did want to check,
but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
So now I know what it is. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, it's another thing that I'm pretty darn sure I'm going to get more cool sheets from. I already saved a few articles last night that were now going to be future cool sheets that I need to read, of course. But I was just like, ooh, I like that one. Oh, that could be a cool sheet. So super excited. I've got now two resources in the last two shows that it could fuel me for the, you know, the next 10 shows.
So the ones I saw really cool were videos, but it's beyond videos. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. Oh, okay. I wanted to see videos because I knew a link to an article would probably translate pretty easily to you if I, you know, sent you that as a text. But I didn't know videos, you know, sometimes you can't view that video unless it's through the app. But no, you could, which was cool too.
Oh, excellent. I will jump on that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, it's a good one. You're welcome.
Okay, my first cool sheet. I'm going to be talking about a life hack, and this is specifically time blocking, but more it's about using a calendar. And so let me tell you a little bit about this, and it has to do with the author. His name is Michael Fortin, and he is a plastic surgeon. He runs several businesses. He works with multiple ongoing different clients. He plays drums in two bands. He acts in a local murder mystery theater and more. So this guy, his life would be a disaster without some way to balance all of these things. And I was really interested in this article because I'm doing a lot of different things and I'm having a hard time with time management. So I was like, okay, what is this guy doing? What is his tool? And he said, I'm using just one way to figure out how to prioritize things, all these different tasks. I'm using it. It's available everywhere and I don't need to switch between tools. And essentially he was talking about and referring to that he just uses his calendar. He doesn't use any to-do lists. He doesn't do anything like that. And he actually investigated a lot of different tools, a lot of different ways you can make lists and stuff like that. And he then started investigating, well, how do successful people, and one group that he looked at were billionaires, how are they configuring, how are they figuring out what's most important? What are their to-do lists? What are their success lists? How do they do this? And he discovered that they also use the calendar in this way. And so essentially, instead of having lists or task management apps, he takes his calendar, but he uses time blocking, which I've heard of that. I had never heard it called time boxing, but that is another word for it. And he separates everything into events, reminders, and tasks. And by separating them out in that way, he said, it works like a dream. I will just leave it at that because my time is up, but it is worth going through and reading how he does it. This is calendar time blocking.
Oh, very cool. This sounds like a kind of a Tim Ferriss thing. See, I feel like, and he's another guy that does a million things, right?
Right.
And how he kind of manages his time. That sounds really familiar. Maybe he talked about this guy and his methods or something. But I don't know. It is true. Sometimes I spend so much time in the to-do list getting my list together. It's like I could have done two things off this list. Just setting it up and then canceling it. And there's something to be said about the gratification of canceling a to-do or crossing it off the list. And I do believe in that, but I'm always looking to simplify. So this is really cool.
And this really resonated with me because I know ultimately in the end, what is it that causes you to succeed? It's the action. It's the action step. So if you're actually taking something and putting it on your calendar, it might actually get done.
Right.
And so this makes total sense to me. And I'm starting to use it. So far, so good.
Cool.
We'll see if I keep it up, but it's going really well.
That's very cool. Yeah, once I started working here at Allied, I used my calendar way more than I ever used to, and it definitely made a difference.
That's awesome.
You know, and even on our work calendar, I put all of my personal commitments because I'm always looking at my work calendar, and it's always there. I know when I'm time committed, 100%, it's on that calendar. And those things are the ones that always get done because they're scheduled in a calendar, hard and fast. So I can totally see how this works. That's great. I'm going to look into this even more.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right. My second cool sheet is a website, and this is called UDJ. It's u.dj. And this was started by a guy named Eric in 2007. He had a dream of building the most fun and easy DJ software ever. And so he said, even so easy that even my girlfriend and even my mother can mix. So, which I wonder if he's still going out with her. Anyway, I love the fact that he's just essentially, he just wants it to be easy. And DJing, as far as like, you know, the two turntables and the mixing and all that, it's like a superpower to me. I've always thought like that is not something I can do. It just seems complicated, but I've always been fascinated with it too because it looks so cool, and I've downloaded an app before and done it a little bit. But this website, it's all free. He does have a few things, affiliate links or whatever, that you can go and support him with or just give him a donation if you'd like. But you can also use it full functioning for free. If you don't want to pay money, you don't have to, and you can learn how to DJ. He has tutorials. He has all the hot music, and he keeps adding and subtracting. So this is current music, it's dance music usually. So it's like what you would hear at a dance club. So it's that kind of music. It's not going to be classic rock and things like that. So, but if you like it, and it, like I said, and you want to kind of dabble and learn how they do it, how do they mix the two record sounds where it flows from one song to the next, or a mix of both songs at the same time to make how to match them, beats per minute, and things like that. It's so cool. It's super fascinating. I've only messed around with this actually for about a week now, but I've learned so much about DJing, something I thought was beyond my capability of understanding, and I'm already figuring it out, and I've just scratched the surface. So if I can do it, and his mom and his girlfriend could do it, you could do it. You DJ.
Oh man, I am so excited to try this. I have never DJed, and it is one of those things like, probably anyone could kind of learn how to do it, but to do it well, you really like, you need to get into the nitty gritty of it. It sounds like so much fun.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's just super cool. And you can be prepared to be lost for a few hours because you're just having a good time.
Yeah.
And plus it's playing cool music. Like,
yeah.
You know, so you're not only learning how to do it, but you're listening to great jams. You can do the record scratch. You know, you can do that. You can even go onto YouTube and you can just add YouTube songs. You can search an artist. You can add that into the mix of this pre-made playlist that he's constantly updating.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Like this guy is super great. That he's spending all this time able to do this for people.
I want to mix in lo-fi hip-hop.
Yeah, exactly.
From episode...
Yeah, lo-fi house, lo-fi hip-hop.
Episode 110? I don't know. I'm making that up.
Well, I think lo-fi house I talked
lo-fi
about
house,
super
that's
early.
Been, yeah,
and
yeah.
then I updated lo-fi hip-hop. So you could do all of it.
Lo-fi
yeah.
house.
Yeah, so
have
many.
Been double digits.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
DJ. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. My next cool sheet. I'm going to be talking about a human. I love this human. Their name is Jeffrey Marsh. And Jeffrey Marsh started out getting really popular on Vine, like doing Vines. So that tells you something. I think it was 2013 or something like that. They're non-binary and they're really flamboyant in how they look. And they definitely didn't transition or say, you know, try to just totally go drag with wigs and things like that. So they have really short hair and you can see that non-binary and also gender fluidity that they show. And where I have discovered them, they've written a book that sounds really wonderful, How to Be You, but I have really spent the most time with them on TikTok. And what they do with TikTok that I really love is that they're replying, they're responding to what other people are saying. So they'll get comments and things like that. And then the next TikTok, they'll take a comment and then they will speak to that. And so a lot of times it's people, you can tell that they're in pain and they're struggling with being who they truly are. And so Jeffrey goes on and speaks to that and it's really lovely. Or it'll be something that maybe that's going on in society that someone refers to. But my favorite one was that someone had made kind of a mean comment that said, "Free to dress how you want, but this looks less non-binary and more clown-like." And so they took that comment and said in this just beautiful, calm way that this beauty, and they were referring to themselves, this beauty is the ultimate expression in how I see myself. I am free. And this expression, even though it comes with danger, is worth it because this is the core of my human dignity. This is the core of who I am. And then they went on to say, for people who can't see that, I imagine it's probably hard for them to see their own core human dignity. And so just beautiful, beautiful comments that they make. And I just love them. Jeffrey Marsh.
Oh, very cool.
I wish I knew more about the book. I mean, the TikToks alone are just worth following them for that. But this book sounds magnificent. How to Be You, that was published in 2016.
Oh, very cool. That's one of the things I love about TikTok. It used to be Vine and YouTube for sure as well. Is it's getting a lot of really good open-minded information to people that maybe never would have received it. Like it's a way to get this new information, get new perspectives. You know, you see this person, you get to learn about the personality, and it doesn't matter what their gender, or you just like this human or you don't, and hopefully you can change your mind. You know, it opens some minds.
Yes.
Hopefully, I love it. It's happening a lot more, and it's so cool. I think it's the future's looking bright for that kind of stuff for sure.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah. And I know TikTok, and I've been a fan of TikTok for a long time. But it still gets, you know, a lot of flack. And in fact, there's going to be another TikToker that I'm featuring in this episode, and I'm going to do a series over the next like four cool sheets. I'm going to feature some of my favorite TikTok people.
Nice.
Because I've done it before, certainly in the past, but not often. I've actually kind of held back because I didn't want to like seem too TikTok crazy. Right. But I don't care. I'm fully embracing it now, and I'm going to let everybody know about some of my favorites.
That's great.
So stay tuned later in this episode for one of them, too.
Ah, excellent. Well, I highly recommend Jeffrey Marsh.
I will definitely. I haven't found that person yet, so yeah. I will check them out.
And I don't follow many people. I think I maybe follow 27 people on TikTok.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So,
and they're one of them.
They rose to the top for sure.
Good. Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, I will definitely check them out. All right. My next cool sheet is another website, totally different though. And it's funny because last episode you talked about a quote for the first time. And guess what? I'm going to a quote website, but very different. It's called Inspirobot. And this is an artificial intelligence dedicated to generating unlimited amounts of unique, inspirational quotes and endless enrichment of pointless human existence. I do love inspirational quotes, but I also love to kind of make fun of them. And that's kind of what this AI does, because it uses the algorithm and the AI, and then it comes up with these quotes with this beautiful little picture. So it's a serene image that it found. And I'm just going to start going through them because it's hilarious. I was laughing so loud last night. People that walked by my apartment probably thought I was some kind of weirdo maniac, just screaming with laughter by myself last night for hours because it kept me so entertained. So the first one, and some of them don't work, so I'm just going to roll the dice and see what it comes up with right now. But this one says, "Keep breathing, love thinking." So sometimes they're actually like, that's kind of profound. Like, it's kind of ridiculous and kind of profound all at the same time. So then you just hit generate. It goes to the next one. And it says, "Everything psychologically fashionable." And it has this guy staring at a wad of clothes. And then the next one says, "Committing a crime is not advisable." that's solid advice. But it's got like the Chef Boyardee like little character as well. One of my favorites, actually, that I will grab from last night says, "Don't say get out of my life, say obey." It's like so awful. Like, most of the time it really is off and it's pretty dark, and that's why it's also absolutely fantastic. Inspirobot.
Oh my gosh. I can see it now. This Instagram channel that's just those.
They have an Instagram. Instagram.
Good.
So here's the next one that I hit generate. I have to say it. It's going to get bleeped out of our radio version. It's a couple arm in arm, and it says, "Much beloved is a man who punishes his penis, for he shall find peace in his grave."
Oh my God.
What? What is wrong with this AI? But it's just so, I can't handle it. It's too much for me.
Oh my God. How do they do the, I can't even imagine how they do the algorithm of like piecing things together and they, oh man.
Be the first to slap what others see as unslappable. And it's a pot plant. That's the background image. Oh, I don't know. It's too much for me. Oh. It hits every part of what I find funny.
Yes. Oh, man. But you could, I was going to say, anyone could take quotes from there and start an Instagram channel, but then it would just be basically what they have.
Yeah.
So I think they've done it.
They've done
That's
it.
That's great.
I am definitely going to post some randomly on my Instagram, just every once in a while, just like wild ones that really, like that obey one was just too much for me.
All right. Well, moving from the ridiculous to the serene and woo-woo. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, I have one PS that they also have enter mindfulness mode.
Oh.
So it actually has like spoken word and nature sounds and then their quotes. Oh, gosh, I forgot about that whole section of their website. Okay, sorry.
Oh, man. No, I had not started yet. I had not pushed my little timer button yet. So you caught me just in the nick of time. So getting into mindfulness, I am going to be talking about a brand of essential oils that is amazing, that has risen to the accolades of being a cool sheet because I keep coming across it. And I'm talking 5 years ago, I first discovered it at 10,000 Buddhas, which is a place in Montana, former cool sheet. And it's just this amazing essential oil. It's this mixture, and I just loved it so much. So I got it, and I just thought, oh, this is this esoteric brand, and never thought I'd see it again. And then I saw it somewhere else in a whole other state, California or something, a few years later. And then I just saw it a few weeks ago in Puerto Rico. And each one of them is a totally different mixture. And each one of them is just decadent and lovely. And then I thought, okay, this is a sign. So I looked it up and then I learned all about it and how they make them and how pure they are, and then all of the high quality they have and the side projects they have to support workers and community projects and all those other wonderful things that you like to see with companies. And they also have an awesome blog, and the blog tells you how to make simple shower tablets out of them, kind of like a bath bomb, but something to put in your shower with just using their essential oils and baking soda and just things like that. So my favorite one, I'm going to just point this one out there, is called Balance. And it has things in it, some of it I hadn't even heard of. So it does have frankincense in it, which promotes feelings of peace and contentment. Also has spruce, which is renowned for its grounding properties. And it's got this awesome Asian grown ho wood that soothes mind and body. It has blue tansy, I had never heard of that, as well as chamomile and osmanthus, which is a flower that eases feelings of stress. So doTERRA is the name of the essential oil company, and I highly recommend it.
Oh, I was dying of anticipation. I was like, what's the name of the company?
Oh, sorry. I'm supposed to say at the beginning, and I didn't.
And you can check out all of those on our show notes at 10bestus.com/mix. That's 10bestus.com/mix. So you can get a direct link right to that and check it out for yourself. Very cool. All right. My next cool sheet is a TikTok comedian. So here it is, the one that I hinted to earlier. And this person's name is Stage Door Johnny. So obviously TikTokers have, you know, these funny names a lot of the times. And this is a newer person that I'm following, but an instant favorite of mine. And Karen, I really think you'll love this person too, because kind of his main shtick is that he talks about the crazy English language. And you've done a lot of different words and things that are super interesting, and words for in other countries and what they mean, and that we don't have those words. But he really just makes fun of how ridiculous. And he kind of plays this. This is actually a theme on TikTok where maybe it's somebody talking to God or whoever the creator is. And that's essentially, and it's always them talking to themselves. You know, they do it where they're facing to the right, and then they're facing to the left, and they have this conversation with themselves back and forth. And that's his shtick for sure. But it's making up the English language. And so he'll be like, okay, so what are we going to call dried grapes? And he's like, raisins. Raisins. Okay, good idea. Or currants. You know, oh, okay, good. That's smart. What about figs? We'll just call them dried figs. Oh, that doesn't really flow. That doesn't make sense, you know. What about this, you know? And then he just picks apart all the really weird things that do not make sense. A lot of past tense and plural, you know, geese and goose and horse and horses, and then singular ones that don't change. And the guy gets himself, but he has the other self of him gets super frustrated and like, are you like drinking right now? Like, none of this makes sense. And he's like, no, it's what I want. It's what it should be. And he's like, okay, this isn't going to fly, but all right. And I love it. He is so funny. Stage Door Johnny.
I was so tempted to pull him up on TikTok while you're talking. I was like, no, because TikTok friggin' starts blasting at you. So really no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, right off the bat. But you will definitely, I think that might be one of your 20-some subscribers.
I'm going to love it.
You'll love him. He's so great. And he looks like he does a lot of really cool things. I went to his link tree, all the different things he does, a cabaret, I think maybe organizes or maybe even performs. I don't know. Doing a lot of cool things. Again, you know, TikTok has some really amazing creators.
Yeah.
And he's so great. It's cool when they kind of find their niche and then they just keep going with it and they have enough material to make it funny over and over because it's very specific. That's what I love about TikTok. It is very niche. You can find one little thing, but if you can make that funny over and over, I mean, that's
in
just
different ways.
Super
Absolutely.
Like genius. Nothing I could do. I'm not that talented.
I love it. I love the funny ones. I have a few I'll share with you that maybe you haven't seen. I mean, the chances are good because there's so many TikTokers.
Yeah.
So all right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I cannot wait to see more of that. Okay, my next cool sheet. I've got an article, and the title of it is clickbaity. It's way better than the title. The title says, 8 Phrases That Make You Sound Weak at Work. And it's all about career advice and all that. And I don't know. It just sounds like, oh, how can I be better at work? This is beyond that. This is communication. This is about you really thinking about what you're truly meaning to say and how you're coming across and how you feel about yourself. There's so much more to it. So these 8 phrases, the first one that they talk about is, I'm not an expert, but, and so it's this preemptive, don't believe anything I'm about to say. It's just not smart. So the cool thing about this is they go through all 8 of them. They point out why it's bad, although I think it should be obvious why it's bad, but they point out the weaknesses in it. And then they give suggestions of this is what you could say instead, which is really the power of this article. So they say, you could say, what I believe is the best direction is X, or I would suggest we also consider Y. So they do give you ways that you can just rephrase it. Another one, it's just that, so that's sending a signal to people. You're not willing to take a stand. And so they give ways you can say that differently. And then they go into the whole idea of putting just into your sentences. And they suggest, they actually give you an exercise. If you ever write an email or write something out, go through and do a command F for find. Look for the word just and see how many times you use it. We use it way, way too much. And I'm actually working on that. So that really hit home there. Another one is when you get a minute, instead of saying, this is when I need it, can you do it, please? You know, or asking, I'm sorry to bother you. Does what I said make sense? Coming out and saying, I'm an idiot, but blah, blah, blah. All of them are there and they have some really good ways to say it better. So again, this is an article called 8 Phrases That Make You Sound Weak at Work.
Shook, shook. Oh, that is cool. And it does, it's kind of clickbaity, but when you, sometimes that's what it takes to read it.
You know what? I clicked it.
Yeah. And then, sometimes that does work, but there's also clickbaity and then you're like, oh, that was garbage.
Yeah.
But this is actually has some meat to the article. It sounds like, I'm bad at just, I just way too often. And, you know, I don't know if I've talked about it as Cool Sheet or someone else has, but I use Grammarly, which is kind of a, and that always, it will not let me slide on those justs.
That's great.
Take out those justs and take out, you know, the varies and there's a ton of like little filler words or, I give myself a little out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, I want to put it in. It's like, no, for this particular case, I do want to add that just because that's my point. This is just an alternative idea that even I don't have a lot of stock in, but I do want us to think about it, whatever it is, you know, but it's rare. It's like 90% of the time I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
Take that just out.
And that's what it's for.
Yeah.
It is for the 10%.
Yeah, exactly. But we use it way more. Mm-hmm. I certainly do. Yeah. So that one immediately hit home for me too. So I will check this article out.
Excellent.
Sounds cool. And you know, yeah, when you say it out loud, yeah, it does seem obvious, but it's those obvious ones that we still use all of the time.
Oh, yeah.
So good reminder that, yeah, it may seem obvious and silly when you point it out and just call it out individually, but it happens all the time when we're writing emails.
And I use that when you get a minute thing, or if you have some time, or, you know, really kind of tiptoeing around it where you really actually want to know.
Yeah. Because just tell me yes or no. Like,
yeah. Can you help do me yes or no? And by when could you do it?
Yeah.
If it's after Wednesday, I'll find someone else. No problem. Just let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, I like it when people do that to me. So, but it's harder for me to do that for other people. Mm-hmm. So I have tried to work on that one as well. So yeah, I like this article. I'll have to check it out. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right. My last cool sheet is an article as well. And this one comes from a former cool sheet, pudding.cool. So way back old school when we were coolsheets.cool. And this was the first one that was like our partner, you know, last. But anyway, Pudding is an awesome site. And I could probably pull a cool sheet every time they do an article, but I try to hold back. But this one had to happen. And this project is about your geographical musical bubble. So I've been into music a lot. I love expanding my horizons on music. And so what you do is you tell them where you're from. So I put in Salem, Oregon, and then it came right up and it says, oh, so this, if you listen to pop music, you've likely heard Streets by Doja Cat, the most popular song in Salem. So first of all, I thought it was interesting because I had no idea that that song was popular in Salem because, you know, we're living pandemic life still at time of recording and I don't get out as much as I used to. Plus, I just don't go anywhere where I'm listening to pop songs and groups of people. And the funniest part is that I only know this song from TikTok. So it goes back to TikTok again. This is where I do get my pop culture and some of my younger what's popular and what's not. But anyway, that's supposedly the this is the number one song in Salem and a lot of places in Oregon. But then it says, but over in Bend, they like Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. And I just heard about that song coincidentally like 2 days ago. But I guess that's also another popular pop song. So it's a couple different things that this is doing. It's telling you what's popular in pop music right now, which I'm just a little bit older and I'm not in touch with what I used to know every pop song, whether I liked it or not. I at least knew what was hot, what wasn't. Now I don't. So this is a good gauge for that. Tell you what's but then it talks about the whole world. So what's popular in the United States and all the different states and then different countries. And I love that because it also has that where you can go. And I've had several cool sheets where it talks about what's playing in different countries right now, but it will talk about all the pop songs that are popular in Germany, in Spain, in Russia, in all these different areas. And I love that. I actually like pop songs from other countries probably more than I like pop songs from here because I just think it's way more fascinating. I don't even know what the heck they're saying, but I love it. Definitely check out this article. It is called, This Project is About Your Geographic Music Bubble.
That is so fascinating. And I'm just wondering how they're tracking it. Like, do they know when I'm on iTunes and I pull up?
I'm sure it's there's a lot of those Spotify, you know, they definitely are going to know those subscription type things of what people are listening to and how often they play them. And it also has a history graph, too. So you can say what was popular 2 months ago. I don't know how far it goes back because I didn't even get that far. I was too busy trying to figure out what was popular right now in all the different countries.
Man, I don't know but it can also, anything.
It's so fascinating. You know, I've had some friends that lived in Salem here for a while from Russia, and they would always play these Russian pop songs, and I loved it. I had no idea what they were ever saying, but they were singing. They were like, this is like the biggest jam in Russia right now, and I always loved it. I loved it. And of course, K-pop has become very popular these days, so a lot of people are a little more in tune to that version, but they just think there's K-pops, there's whatever, if you want to call them R-pop or S-pop or whatever, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
But all these other countries that have pop music, that is just as great as K-pop and R-pop. So yeah, super cool website. And also it just talks about, you know, bubbles that, you know,
yes,
the music exactly. bubbles exist too. It's not just news bubbles mm-hmm. and information bubbles. It's music bubbles too. And I love getting outside of that and checking out. It's yeah. so cool. I love it. And of course, it's pudding, so it's beautifully designed and interactive and gorgeous and all the reasons why pudding was a cool sheet from before. So,
that's great. Cool. Good stuff. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right, my last cool sheet. I am going to be talking about science, and this is something that came up, a couple of months ago. We were talking after we had recorded, and something came up, and I went, that's a cool sheet I'm going to talk about. And it is Earth Abundant Metals. And the reason why this is important to talk about is because so many of the things that are in our lives are made out of rare earth metals. So these are metals. So first off, I just want to mention most elements on the periodic table are metals. There's just a handful that are non-metals, and they have their own metallic properties. And it's pretty much when you see a metal like a piece of iron, that most metals look kind of like that, and they behave the same way. They conduct electricity and things like that. So, but they do all have a little bit of specialty characteristics to them. And so they are used for things like in computers. They're used in medical devices. They're used in ceramics, lasers, all sorts of different things that we need for technology. So because they are a lot more rare, it means that mining has to occur to find them, and it means that a lot of mining has to happen to get a little bit of that metal. And we all know what that means in terms of environmental impacts, and depending on which part of the earth you're at, there might be rules and regulations about environmental impacts that are not what me, for example, would think are that great. So in response to that, there's a lot of research that's going on that's trying to find what are ways that we can have catalysts or renewable hydrogen sources that are made out of earth-abundant metals. So now we're talking about things like iron, okay? Iron is the most abundant metal on Earth. It is very stable. The whole core of the planet Earth is out of iron. And so if you could substitute these really expensive, rare, environmentally detrimental metals with these earth abundant metals, then that could make or break so many things in terms of cost. And so that means a lot of about accessibility for people, and the environmental impact is enormous. So very cool sheet is earth abundant metals.
Oh, that is cool. That is super fascinating. Yeah. Yes. You know, I briefly talked about the whole electric car and the dilemma about that is because a lot of the batteries for those cars are rare minerals. And I was like, it was one of the things that I felt a little. Now, you know, I went into that cool sheet of how it does more good than it does bad, because overall it's so much better for the environment, and those batteries last for millions of miles versus, you know, a couple hundred thousand. So way better, but still rare. So if they can ever find a way to make them one of these more abundant,
they're working on it.
Would be so
cool. They are working on it.
Yeah.
And so metals like, there's iron, of course. There's also nickel and cobalt and manganese. All of those are earth abundant.
Yeah.
Manganese is the metal that's in plants that causes photosynthesis to happen.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty abundant.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it much.
Right.
But it is abundant.
Well, yeah, we never talk about the abundant ones because they're not worth anything and they're so easy. And, which will also be fascinating is what will happen to, even though they're abundant, but then they're more useful and they're in things that are valuable to us. Like, will that still cause the price to go up? Is it truly just supply and demand, or is it also how valuable it is to our economy?
Right.
You know, that'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. But the fact that it's abundant already, though, way better.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you to all of our listeners. Don't forget to check out our show notes at 10bestest.com/mix. That's 10bestest.com/mix. And see you next time, and stay curious.
Want to learn more about this week's cool sheets?
Head on over to 10bestus, that's 10bestus.com, for links to all of our cool sheets.
And sign up for our monthly newsletter with bonus cool sheets and other fun stuff.
10bestus will be back with an all-new episode next Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.